The Birth of Moses. After the death of Jacob and his son Joseph, Egypt was ruled by a succession of kings who were called pharaohs. They were cruel rulers who practiced terrible injustice on poor people and oppressed them. People were all suffering from the oppressions of pharaohs, but could not do anything about it, and had to quietly bear everything. This injustice was going on until Pharaoh had a very strange dream one night. Upon this, he immediately called the astronomers and dream interpreters. When they all attended to his presence, he began to describe his dream for them and said, "Oh, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was a nightmare. Last night I had a dream of a big fire coming from Jerusalem. The fire advanced, and all the houses in Egypt were burnt down and totally destroyed. Now can you interpret this dream and tell me what it might mean?" In reply, one of the astronomers came forth and said, "May you be healthy, great Pharaoh. But as far as I have realized from your dream, I shall conclude that a baby will soon be born among Israelites who will revolt to destroy the kingdom of the great Pharaoh." He will drive you and your loyal forces out of the country. "What? What did you say?" said Pharaoh. "Shall I believe my ears? Tell me, when will this bold baby..." "No boys shall be born in their tribe anymore." Following this, the agents of Pharaoh searched all the houses for any newly born sons. But as there is no power greater in the world than that of the unique God, in his divine will, Moses was born in spite of all the Pharaoh's agents' efforts. Moses' mother was in constant fear lest Pharaoh's agents would find his son and kill him. So, having been inspired by God, she prepared a box, laid his dear son in it, and then, with a heart full of sorrow, set it on the Nile River water. The waves soon dropped the box away and towards the Pharaoh's palace. The agents found the box and took it to Pharaoh. Moses' sister, who was following the box along the riverbank, seeing that the box was caught by Pharaoh's agents and taken to Pharaoh's palace, became very sad and disappointed. No sooner had Pharaoh seen the baby than he commanded to kill him. But his wife ran toward him and said, "No, don't kill this beautiful baby. Let us adopt him as our child. He may prove to be quite beneficial for us someday." Pharaoh replied, "But my command should be followed. He also can be a threat to us in future. I am worried about the consequences of keeping this baby." "But this innocent baby cannot do you any harm at all. Look how peaceful he has slept." So Pharaoh, though quite discontent of what had happened, decided not to kill Moses, owing to his wife's insistence in adopting him. The baby was hungry and started crying. The courtiers sent for many nannies, but the baby accepted none of them and did not stop crying. The sister of Moses, who was the witness of all this, went there and said, "Do you want me to introduce you to a family who can bring up your baby quite professionally?" Pharaoh's wife replied, "Yes, my dear daughter, yes. Do you know anyone?" She said, "Yes, of course." And this way, Moses' sister brought Moses' real mother to the court. The courtiers, being quite unaware of this, laid Moses in his real mother's bosom, and he calmed down. This was how the divine promise came true. Moses' sucking period was finally over, and his mother had to bring him back to Pharaoh's palace. There, Moses was well served by Pharaoh's servants, so he spent all his childhood quite comfortably in Pharaoh's palace. When he reached to the age of maturity and puberty, the Almighty God gave him enough wisdom and knowledge and appointed him to be his prophet.